96.5 KLH, I'm Dave along with Doreen and Gino. Jason Wilde joins us now. Good morning, Jason. How you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. Good. How are you?
We're great.
Good morning.
Aaron Rodgers was at practice. So can you give us a little rundown here? Like, when can he return and what do they have to do record-wise to get him back?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think my favorite line yesterday was when Corey Linsley, their center, said, you know, it's not like this is the first time he's emerged from the darkness. Like, he's been in meetings with us. We see him all the time. But there was a lot of excitement. Like, even Davante Adams said to me, you know, I was peeking over there, too. He was supposed to be doing drills, but he kept looking over at Aaron. So Aaron was doing, you know, some agility drills, some conditioning work, doing a little arm exercises, et cetera. But he did not start practicing again. So here's the timeline. So he had the injury on October 15th, so he's a month removed from the injury. He had surgery on October 19th, put on injured reserve October 20th. Once you're put on injured reserve, to have an opportunity to come back, you have to stay there for at least 6 weeks. Then you are allowed to begin practicing. Now, you don't have to start practicing after 6 weeks. It can be after 8 weeks or whatever it may be. In his case, that's two more weeks away for when he can start actually practicing with the team. You can't play in a game until 8 weeks after you've been placed on injured reserve. So that would be the Carolina game on December 17th. But as he kind of replied when I was texting with him last night, the timetable has not changed. He's out 8 weeks. Then they're going to see where his collarbone is at. If it's healed, then there's another conversation to be had. Now, on the flip side, in terms of the actual record, right now they're 5-4. I know before they beat the Bears, it felt like they were about 1-7, the way things have been going since he'd been hurt. But they're in the thick of it. You know, they're above 500. If they can beat the Ravens on Sunday, suddenly they're 6-4. There's a few games between then and when Aaron would be able to come back. My personal gut feeling would be that it would be the Vikings game on December 23rd, Christmas Eve, at the earliest. So that's where they stand. Certainly there is hope, but we're a ways away from that hope becoming closer to reality.
The idea, Jason, is just so that they're still in the thick of things and he would come back. I mean, if a worst-case scenario, they lose the next few weeks, then he's going to shut it down. Okay.
Well, the crazy thing about it, and if you remember in 2013, I feel like this is all deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say, because in 2013, it was the same feeling. Like, they had to stay afloat, And remarkably, the Lions and Vikings and Bears cooperated by losing enough games to help them stay afloat. Now, right now, the top six teams in the NFC, the sixth team is Seattle with a record of 6-3. Then there's four teams, including the Packers, that have 5-4 records. So they're still in the mix, but they, again, you're right, Dave, they have to win more games while he's out. And I think there are a bunch of winnable games in here. You know, next week they got to go to Pittsburgh after this. That's going to be really difficult on Sunday Night Football. But then, you know, they've got some other games. They're Tampa Bay, which is a mess. The Cleveland Browns, which, you know, they should beat the Cleveland Browns with Brett Hundley or Joe Callahan or, you know, anybody at quarterback.
All right, Jace, who you picking?
You know, maybe I'm getting swept up in the excitement of winning one game. But, you know, the Ravens have been all over the map. Like, 1 week they win 40-7, and then the next week they lose 40-9. I mean, it's just so strange to try and figure out who they are. We talked to John Harbaugh yesterday, and he's got the same problem, and it's his team. Mm-hmm. So I'm inclined to say that they're going to put together back-to-back wins. I want to see Brett Hundley play during the entire game the way he played in the fourth quarter against the Bears.
We agree. Jason, always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
See ya. Jason Wilde on the Morning KLH.